The following is a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. The views expressed on the program are solely those of the sponsor. CFund does not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted on the program. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFund, 1410 AM.
Good afternoon, I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 AM, CFUN, the show that educates and assists women with issues they could face every day. Our guest in studio today is Amanda McKay, MTV Canada's VJ and host and associate producer of Select, a daily program on MTV. We also have in studio with us a teenage representative. Her name's Siobhan. She's a North Surrey High School student. She's 18. And today we're going to talk about the topic of self-esteem in girls and in their needs. So, Mom, grab your daughters and get together around the show. And remember that after the show today at about 3:45, we're going to be on the chat to talk with you at www.unlockingsecrets.com. We've created a page on our website called For Teens Only. You can log on to our site and we'll take suggestions for teens on what they'd like to see on there. You can also find the link for Amanda on there as well for MTV. And before we get into our topic on self-esteem in girls, I want to welcome you, Amanda, to Unlocking Secrets for Women.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's great to have you here. And welcome to Siobhan.
Hello.
It's nice having you here with us, Siobhan. So, Amanda, let me just talk about you for a minute. You're trained both as an actor and in broadcast, and you've been pursuing acting and hosting for about 8 years. Is that correct?
That's right. I actually started when I was in junior high school. I started doing journalism, and I absolutely loved it. And then I started to do in front of the camera stuff as well.
Oh, how did you get connected with that?
I actually was going to BCIT. I was pursuing my broadcast journalism degree, and I started interning at MTV Canada. They liked what they saw. They gave me a chance, and my job has steadily increased since then.
Oh, that's very good. Good for you. So as a host, as an actor, you've worked with actors such as Kevin Costner and Courtney Cox.
That's right. They were great. I worked with them on 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Ah. It was actually my first time ever on set, and my very first day I got locked inside a car with Kevin Costner for about 6 hours, and he was so great. He was helping me read lines for an audition that I had the next day, and I ended up getting the job, so I always think that he had something to do with that.
That was very nice of him. Locked in a car for 6 hours with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Some post-Valentine's dream wish for some woman out there, I'm sure. And how about Courtney Cox? You worked with her as well?
That's right. She was great. Again, it was on the same movie, 3,000 Miles to Graceland, and she's just totally great girl. It was right in between when she was doing some contract negotiations for Friends, so she was on the phone a lot with a little bit of stress, but it was such a great experience working on that movie as my first one because it was a great Canadian crew. All the stars and all the people that were up here from the States were very supportive of what we were doing, and they were great, very fun.
Oh, good for you. What a great experience for a young girl.
Yeah, right? It was great. I've still got all the pictures up on my wall, and people are like, oh, you know Courtney Cox. Like, it's fun.
Yeah, that is a very cool thing. So you're now, as a host at MTV, you've had the opportunity to interview such stars and well-known names such as Will Ferrell and Def Leppard, the cast of Y&R. Now, I've been watching Y&R since I was 14. I'd love to say 10 years ago, but I'd be lying. Been watching it, I think, since its onset.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, it'd be fun. And then Jan Arden, she's funny, huh?
Yeah, she's very funny. We actually got Jan to do a little shtick where she said her top 5 tips on how to tell a good joke because she is such a hilarious woman, and she was just great. Awesome guest. We love having her on the show.
She is a funny woman. She's a great woman, and I love that she appears to have a really good sense of self and accepting herself, which is excellent. How about Michelle Branch?
Michelle Branch was awesome. We had her when she was here on town touring with the Dixie Chicks, so it was in the middle of a very huge summer for her. She was just about to headline her own tour as well, and she's another girl that's really got her head on her shoulders, it seems like. I mean, she makes great music, and she doesn't have to go about selling herself in short little shorts, and she's good. She was good times. Very fun. She had a lot of cool things to say, and I think that we had a lot of people in our in-studio audience who really looked up to her, and she made the time to stay around afterwards and make sure that all of their fans got to talk to her.
That's very nice. She's really well present for such a young girl, hey? Seen her, and I just really admire the way she carries herself. She's quite mature for her age. And then, of course, Biff Naked. How was that?
Biff's awesome. I mean, I've been a huge fan of Biff Naked ever since I was younger, and I actually have always said that her and Gwen Stefani from No Doubt are the two women that write songs that I can totally relate to. Mm. So meeting her was really huge for me. You know, I'd interviewed a lot of stars, but just because I had such a close relationship with her songs, I was really excited. And she's just such a great Canadian girl. Like, she loves snowboarding. She loves her dogs. And, yeah, I can't say enough good things about Biff. I really hope her all the best in her career. She's been really great help to all of us at Select. She's on the show all the time.
Yeah.
She even let us invade her closet last week. It was really fun.
Now, that was something. I don't know that I'd let anybody near my closet.
No, I was thinking that's pretty brave. I don't think I'd.